Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell. Thank you for joining us on Conscious Conversations. D, what's up?
How are you, man? Good day today.
Hey, good day today. And I have an important question. Jay actually brought this to our attention. I thought it was a really good thing for us to talk about for a few minutes. Are things like failure and success polar opposites, or are they really connected to one another? What do you think?
Well, I do not believe that failure and success lie on opposite ends of a spectrum, as long as we use our failures to learn from. If we do not, I can argue that they do. You know, we had Joel on earlier, right? And talked about not really losing, but finding ways to win. And I subscribe to that, you know. I try to maintain a learning philosophy as I move through life, regardless of what achievements I may or may not have had. And it's really helped, Charles, I think. So, when I think about failure, I'm trying to think of what I would consider my last failure, and I'm struggling. There are some things that didn't work right away. There are some things that require more building and thinking through and reshaping. But so I would say for me, no. And I think that's a great mentality to have, is that our quote-unquote failures, things that didn't necessarily work the first time, are just an opportunity to retrench.
You know, I couldn't agree more. And I think for me, the mindset is more of, one, having this indoctrination early on in my life that failure was just one step closer to success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The more times you failed at something, the more lessons you learned, more skills you develop, more competence that really, hopefully, if you took anything Absolutely. Away from it, besides the fact that, you know, you felt a certain way about it, that it could really benefit you in the long run. And I've always taken the view that, you know, with every failure, you know, there's a lesson to be learned. And quite often, to your point about what Joel shared about, you know, there are no failures, the reality is most times, if you fail, or at least, you know, there's this perception of failing, it's because that wasn't the path, right? That wasn't the path. That wasn't the actual route, or that wasn't what you were supposed to be doing in that moment or time frame. And typically, I know for me, in my case, it sent you down a different road. That was what you really were destined for, that created the ultimate success. I never forget, you know, one of my biggest, what I would consider, and it's not even necessarily a failure, but I desperately wanted to stay in D.C. after law school, and really had no intentions of leaving. I felt like D.C. was a great place to be, mm-hmm. as a young person coming out of law school. I mean, D.C. is full of lawyers and full of people moving through
city,
the vibrant city that's really the lawyers in that city. You know, they end up on the Hill. They end up, you know, running, you know, important organizations in the city beyond the politics. Really, people that are in positions of power and influence to help, you know, not just lead that city, but lead the nation in a lot of ways. And you know, I couldn't quite get the ends of opportunities that were right in front of me to get to the finish line. I just couldn't seem to get there with a couple of opportunities that I really was hoping to land. And, you know, on a whim, made a trip out to Phoenix and had a few job interviews lined up. And I literally, within a week, walked away with 3 job offers. And, you know, as much as I was clinging to this idea mm-hmm. of being in D.C., I had this thing here that was like just seemed to be pulling me, and the opportunities were right there.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you know, as I looked at it and had some conversations with mentors, you know, it was like, okay, Phoenix it is. And I got to tell you, probably one of the biggest good things that happened to me along the way in terms of like, wow, this set me up for so much in my life that would have never happened had I not come to this town and had not embarked upon this personal and professional journey.
And look what you've been able to build.
I'm so grateful for, you know, a family, a business, countless friendships. This work that you and I are doing, the relationship that we've built, can't call that a failure.
No.
Right? And so I think that's pretty obvious to me. I mean, when you look at how you view life and you view circumstances, things that appear to be failure, no, look at it one more time. Look at it next week. Look at it in a few months. Look at it in a few years. And I think the ultimate outcome will always be different.
Yeah, I'll tell you, share a quick story. Even going back to high school, we talk about sport a lot, but it's critical. I was trying to get a scholarship, football scholarship, at a couple of schools in Michigan, Michigan State being one, Western Michigan being the other. And I'll be honest with you, Charles, there were times when I didn't have to play hard and could still play good football, depending upon who our opponent was, et cetera. But I paid for it because when I had to send film to schools, the comment back on some was, you're taking plays off. We don't want players to take plays off. I had to come to the realization that that was a quote-unquote failure for me, right? Mm-hmm. But it was my stepdad, who's no longer alive, who got me a look at Western. He played with one of the coaches there when he was back in high school, I mean in college. He said to me, he said, this is actually an opportunity because you'll get a scholarship. And if you decide to take it and play, it's an opportunity to never take a play off again. Now, I did get a scholarship. I didn't take it. But to your point, it was an opportunity to never do that again. Mm-hmm. And I took that in terms of everything that happens in life now, not taking plays off. And that's how I look at life now.
You never take a play off.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better. Thank you for joining us on Conscious Conversations.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.